Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to this, the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan, and today we have a request for some country music. It's the Grand Ole Opry. We have two episodes, and we'll start off with one from 1949, and about 24 minutes later, we'll have it followed up with Grand Ole Opry with Red Foley and Tex Williams. So here we go, the Grand Ole Opry.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley!
Agent Mama, she was old but very kind and clever. She had a notion all her own that she would marry never. She said that she would live in peace and none could be her master. She made her living day by day in selling of a plaster. Sheepskin, paraffin, beeswax, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat flour dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart wheat. Put them in the oven and you bake some slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on, sew it on. Cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig and you'll have trouble when you try to get it on. A neighbor had a Thomas cat that was an awful glutton. He never caught a mouse or rat, but stole both milk and mutton. They tried so hard to keep him home, but none could be the master. Till they plugged the fence hole up with Aunt Jemima's plaster. Sheepskin, paraffin, beeswax, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat flour dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart wheat. Put them in the oven and you bake it on slow. Fried up, tied up, throw it on, sew it on. Cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig, and you'll have trouble when you try to get it on. Sheepskin, paraffin, beeswax, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat flour dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart wheat. Put them in the oven and you bake so slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on, throw it on. Cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig, and you'll have trouble when you try to get it off.
Thanks a lot to you, friends. Thank you very much. And a great big howdy to all of our good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Boy, it looks like another sellout crowd at the Opry tonight, Red, with folks from every part of America journeying here this weekend to enjoy Rob Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, the Jordanaires, and the entire cast. Plus, tonight's extra special guest, Tex Williams.
Yes, sir, Grant, and we're all set here for a big time. So let's bring on that big-time operator now from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, miss. Much obliged. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rodley.
Gosh, it's hard, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Miss Foley, did you hear about my Uncle Si?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, flitter up. My Uncle Si, he just took down plum sick there in Hohenwald last week and went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there a long time.
There a long time, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see his doctor?
See his doctor?
Yeah.
No, but I seen his nurse.
Tell me this, Rod.
I know, Uncle Si.
How's Aunt Sapp taking it, Rob?
Oh, she's taking it mighty hard, Miss Foley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Aunt Sapp's taking it mighty hard. I went over to see her yesterday, and there she was, standing on the front porch with her suitcase in one hand and Uncle Sipe's insurance policy in the other. Well, sir, I told you, I decided to go over and see my Uncle Sipe at the hospital.
Yeah.
And I went over there to see him, and I told him, I said, Uncle Sipe, get out of that bed. You ain't sick. Ain't nothing the matter of you. He says, oh, yes, says Rod. He says, quick. And he jumped right up out of bed. He says, get me a pencil and a paper right quick. I think I've got hydrophobia. I said, well, what do you want to do, make out your will? He says, no, I think I've got hydrophobia, and I want to make out a list of all the people I want to bite. Now, Mr. Foley, I'm going to tell a little bedtime story here. Won't take but a minute. One time there was an old mama skunk, and she had two little skunks, and she named them In and Out. And she couldn't keep up with them. They was just going all the time. She couldn't keep track of them because when In was out, out was in. And when In was out was in. And in was out, and out was in. So one day, in was out, and Mama Skunk sent out after in and told out to bring in. So out went out to bring in, and he wasn't gone but just a little while, and he brung in. Mama Skunk says, "Now that there is wonderful. How in all that big forest did you find in such a hurry?" Out says, "It was easy, Mama. In stinks."
Well, so we never go in much for ceremonies here at Grand Ole Opry. So there isn't much sense in me making fancy speeches about tonight's guest. Let's just say he's a regular guy and a fine folk artist and a good buddy of mine, Tex Williams. Yes, sir. Tex, you know, we haven't laid eyes on you here for quite a spell, but we keep hearing your fine records and... sometimes we visit the town where you've been, and they all say nothing but good things about you, buddy.
Well, that's sure mighty good to hear, Ed, and I'm sure pleased that folks feel that way. So for all our friends, wherever we've been, here's a talking boogie, Red.
Talking boogie, yes, boys.
Now, way down yonder in Tennessee, there's a little old homestead RFD. Mountain folks gather from miles around just to hear that 8-beat rock the ground in such rocking. Talking, doing the talking boogie. Now on an old guitar that's so mellow and sweet, he sits and he picks out that old 8-beat. There's just one thing he has to talk to play. I don't know how come he just rocks that way and such rocking. Talking, doing the talking boogie. Now if you want to get your enjoys, listen to me. Just get your cell phone down to Tennessee. Hear that guitar picking, rocking, talking boogie. Yeah! Has to play the boogie and talk, cause if he don't talk, his fingers bog. He said, "Bring me some chicken and good old stew, some possum and taters and ham bone too, and such eating." Talking, doing the talking boogie. Now when the moon comes up, he just won't go to bed. Grabs his guitar, beats time with his head. His feet keep a tapping and his fingers keep him new. It's 8 feet sleep, man, you know he's grooving and such sleeping. Snoring, dreaming, talking boogie. Now if you want to get your enjoys, listen to me. Just get yourself on down to Tennessee. Hear the guitar picking, rockin', talkin' boogie. Ready, boy! Now, he's got a little gal about 5'3". She says, "Pick it, Daddy, play the boogie for me." When the stars come out and that moon begins to shine, she says, "Play that boogie till I lose my mind." And such loving, cuddling, loving, talking boogie. Now, if you want to get your enjoys, listen to me. Just get yourself on down to Tennessee. Hear that guitar picking, rocking, talking boogie.
Ah, Tex, my. Folks, here are the Jordanaires. They got another one of their fine spirituals called Go Where I Send Thee.
Well, children, go where I send thee.
Well, now,
how will you send me, Lord?
I'm gonna send you
one by the little baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, laid in the hearts of a manger was born. Born in Bethlehem.
Well, children, go where I send thee.
Well, now, how will you send me, Lord?
I'm gonna send you
two by two was a bold on Silas. One was a little baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, laid in the hearts of a manger was born in Bethlehem.
Well, children, go where I send thee.
Well, how will you send me, Lord?
I'm gonna send you
three for the Hebrew children, two for the Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, laid in the hearts of a manger was born in Bethlehem.
Well, children, go where I send thee.
Well, how will you send me, Lord?
I'm gonna send you
ten by ten. Ten was a ten that never got in. Nine was a nine that
came up behind. 8 was a hate that stood at the gate, and 7 was 7 that went up to heaven. 6 was 6 that never got fixed, and 5 was a gospel preacher. 4 was a 4 that stood at the door, and 3 was a Hebrew children. 2 was a Paul and Silas. 1 was a little pretty baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, lay in the hearts of a manger. Was born in Bethlehem.
Well, looking out there tonight, I see many old-timers in our audience. I'd like to sort of dedicate tonight's sacred number to all the older folks who I'm sure will remember it. How will the circle be unbroken? I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day, when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky. Lord, I told that undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this lady you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
See, the old hickory singers here have been practicing on a harmony song that they'd like to do for you folks now, called Won't You Come Home. Bill Bailey, Won't You Come Home.
On one summer's day, the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on the line in her backyard. And weeping hard, she met a Beano brakeman that took and threw her down. Bellin' like a prune cut cat with a big gang hanging round into the crowd. She yelled out loud, won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I knew the crook and dollar not pay the rent. I knows I done you wrong. Remember that rainy day I drove you out with nothing but a fine to fall. I know I is to blame, well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, darling, I'll pay the rent. I knows I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy day that I drove you out with nothing but a fine to fall. I know I's to blame, well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Hey, Tex Williams, come out here, will you, buddy? I forgot to tell you something important a while ago that I was
wanting. Why in the world could that be, Red?
Well, there was a gal here asking for you, said she'd come all the way from Grind to Switch just to see you.
Oh, shucks, I know who that is, Red, and I'm anxious to see her, too.
Here she is,
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
proud to be here. Well, after I got my hair fixed different tonight, I'm awful proud of my hair. Susie Smirch says to me the other day, she says, I'd give a lot to have hair like yours, Minnie Pearl. And I said, you would. And she said, I sure would. How much did you give for it? I like fellers, too. But I like fellers that got nice hair, too, like Tex Williams. Say, Tex, do you like to have girls run their fingers through your hair?
Oh, shucks, Minnie. I don't care if the gals run through it barefooted.
Ain't he a caution? I wish he wouldn't be so cautious around me. Well, says, oh, now for the news grinder switch. They had a big blow-up at the Boy Scout meeting the other night. They had a bubblegum contest. And Uncle Nabob was the scoutmaster, and he was showing the boys how to blow bubblegum. And he blowed a bubble so big that the gum got caught in his toupee. He sure blowed his top. And some of the fellas around Grinder Switch is getting drafted. And old Lace Setters, he said that he never would forget in 1942. They drafted him so quick, they grabbed him right out of a telephone booth while he was proposing to his girl. He said he wouldn't have minded, but they grabbed the girl out of the booth, too. Well, said the old, I got to go. I got to finish a conversation I was having with Red Foley. Oh, and any conversation I have with Red, I have to get back to right away. Well, after me and Red was talking to one another, just me to him and him to me and us to one another. And I says, Red, I was worried because it couldn't seem to find me no fella I could marry up with. And Red says, now, Minnie Pearl, that stirs my name, Minnie Pearl. That is why Red called me that. And he says, now, don't you worry, Minnie Pearl. He says, somewhere in the world, there's a woman for every man and a man for every woman. Now, you can't improve on that, can you? And I said, I don't want to improve on it. I just want to get in on it.
Well, it's time now for an encore of our guest, Tex Williams. Okay, boy. Do your stuff.
All right, Red. Here's a little happy feet.
Little happy feet. Yeah.
The sound of raining on your window pane makes a mighty sweet and soft refrain. But there is no music with the beat of the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet. That mockingbird, he never says a word, but his pretty music must be heard. But there is no music half as sweet as the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet. Honey, when we're dancing, it's so divine. Count of we're much closer, closer than a quarter to nine. I love that band down in Dixieland. They got a rhythm makes you clap your hands. But there is no rhythm, I repeat, like the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet. Grady Boy. Honey, when we're dancing, it's so divine. Count of we're much closer, we're closer than a quarter to nine. I love that band down in Dixieland. They got a rhythm makes you clap your hands. But there is no rhythm, I repeat, like the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet.
Ah, wonderful. Well, the string beaters, the five string bands, neither one of them waited to be introduced yet because they want to tell you folks all about Cripple Creek. Come on, string!
When I please, going up to the beat, going and run, going up to the beat, having fun.
going up to pick, stand hill high, going up to pick, going in round, going up to pick, have no fun. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Gee, this money ever I made a trip to clean it, shade, going up to pick, going in round, going up to pick, have no fun.
Here's a good slow ballad now, for variety's sake, called Careless Kisses, boys. Your careless kisses are causing me too careless for you. Your careless kisses makes me wonder if your heart is careless too. You tell me it's nothing, you only kiss my friends hello. Please tell me, darling, how many people can I know who share your kisses, your careless kisses, that's causing me to care less for you. You tell me it's nothing, you only kiss my friends hello. Please tell me, darling, how many people can I know who share your kisses, your careless kisses, that's causing me to care less for you.
It's Milton Essence now calling everybody to the feet for a little square dance. Let's dance, Milton. What do you say?
All hands up and dance to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. First couple out and now you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. Here comes Paul in the buckboard wagon. The axle broke, the other one dragging. First couple out and now you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. Two by two and four by four and couple up in the middle of the floor. Four by four and eight by eight. And hurry up, boys, and don't be late.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
That's the first of two programs for the Grand Ole Opry. A request that we had in here for programming. And, you know, you can make a request, too. Do it at radioent@gmail.com. Go there and put in the header there that this is a request for the podcast. And then go ahead and make your request. And we'll do what we can to get it on the air here reasonably soon. It shouldn't take too long a time. We do record these things a little bit in advance. But so attention, everyone. Get on your computers and send in those requests. radioent@gmail.com. Now here's Grand Ole Opry and Red Foley and Tex Williams.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry, brought to you by Pet Evaporated Milk, Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pie. Now, here are the stars of this week's show, the Lubin Brothers.
Well, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today. I ain't gonna work tomorrow. For that will be my wedding day.
Ira and Charlie and their new Capitol record, I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. Thank you, fellas, and welcome to another of the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry's. That's the show that's brought to everybody with the best wishes of the Pet Milk Company, makers of that good pet evaporated milk, the milk with twice the country cream in every drop.
Right as usual, T. Thomas.
Oh, Ira, that ain't all. For the greatest bargain in the good things of milk, they make that delicious Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk. And for the perfect dessert, those wonderful Pet Ritz Frozen Pies. The real fruit country pies, boys. The real fruit country pies. But we got a show to do. And here to help Ira and Charlie Lubin are our regulars, the Jordanaires, Marvin Hughes and his fine piano. And as a very special guest with some great songs, one of the nicest fellows I know, George Hamilton IV.
Just a minute, friends. Right now, let's listen to the Jordanaires with a fine old spiritual that features the bass voice, our Ray Walker. If I Could Help Somebody.
If I can help somebody,
if I can cheer somebody with a word, just a word or a song. If I can show somebody he is traveling so wrong, then my living shall not be in vain.
Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain.
If I can help somebody as I pass along,
then my living shall not be in vain.
Jordan Ayers, there just isn't anybody who can sing a spiritual like you do.
That's for sure, Ira, and I'm sure Gordon and Ray and Hoyt and Neil appreciate the compliment, which leads up to something I want to say. That the lady of the house can receive is when someone enjoys her cooking and then asks if she'll give them her special recipe. And you know, this is just what will happen when you cook with Double Rich Pet Milk. Pet makes all your cooking taste so good, your guests will think you're using a special cooking secret, when actually the only secret is the creamy goodness of Pet, the milk with twice the country cream in every drop. There's so many times when Pet comes in handy to add that extra touch of richness that makes your cooking taste just a little bit better. For instance, when you're fixing mashed potatoes, just stir in a little Pet evaporated milk, and you'll be serving the smoothest, creamiest mashed potatoes ever. Pet really makes good cream gravies, too, and rich, fancy desserts. So if you'd like to have people asking for your recipes because they think you're such a good cook, just remember to do your cooking with Pet, the milk, the country cream in every drop.
Try it yourself, and you'll see, friends. But now it's time for me to take great pleasure in introducing a fine fiddle player, Tommy Jackson, playing the old Orange Blossom Special. Picture that old train headed down the road towards Florida.
Well, speaking of Florida, Ira, reminds me that we've got a guest on this show that's a great lover of the Sunshine State. His records sell good there. Folks turn out in regular droves when he makes a personal. In fact, this boy is mighty popular in every state in the Union. And here he is, George Hamilton IV.
Thank you very much, T, for that nice introduction. I only hope just one half of it's true.
Oh, go on, son. It's all true, and you know it. And you know what it is that makes you so popular, George?
Well, I'm interested to hear what you got to say.
It's the songs you sing and the way you sing them. And just to prove that I'm right, how about a sample?
I'm willing to try, T.
That's all it takes. Here he is, friends, George Hamilton IV, with his new RCA Victor record that's selling real good, Three Steps to the Phone.
It's only three steps to the phone. I could say we're just three steps apart. I could say it, but I'd be so wrong. For I'm millions of miles from your heart. It's only eight steps to the door that you entered so many times. But you'll never walk in anymore. For I'm millions of miles from your mind. We were very happy and you loved me till he happened along. Then our world of love fell apart. Now it's only three steps to the phone. But I'm millions of miles from your heart. We're very happy and you loved me till he happened along. Then our world of love fell apart. Now it's only three steps to the phone. But I'm millions of miles from your heart.
George Hamilton, don't go too far away or we'll be waiting to hear from you again real soon.
That's for sure, Ira, but I got a question. You reckon George got any money from the telephone company, you know, for plugging their business?
Oh, I doubt it, T. Besides, how would the song sound if the title was Three Steps from the General Delivery Window at the Post Office?
I think you got something there, Ira. I reckon it's okay. But speaking of new numbers, haven't you and Charles got another new record out of some
kind? We always try to have a new one out, T-Tommy. In fact, the title of it is Love You Best of All.
All right, Hoss, sing it.
That
Charlie Louvin in their new Capitol record, I Love You Best of All. Thank you, boys. That was fine.
Well, thank you very much, Tommy. You're awfully kind, but now, would you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Oh, help yourself, Ira.
Well, I just wonder the way you're always on the go working so much like you do, and, well, I mean, how do you manage? Where do you get all the energy?
Oh, that's easy, Ira. You help yourself to a glass full of energy. Each time you pour out a glass full of that good, Head Instant, non-fat dry milk. And I drink plenty of it. This wonderful pet milk product is so good for you because it has all the energy-giving proteins and minerals of fresh milk without the high fat calories. And Pet Instant is so convenient. You can just keep a box on your kitchen shelf. Then mix up a pitcher full whenever you need it. You never have to worry about running short of milk when Pet Instant's on hand. Because, you see, you can use Pet Instant in all the many ways you use regular milk. For cooking, for baking, and as a refreshing drink. Pet Instant is especially good for the children because it has all those health-giving proteins and minerals. And remember, although Pet Instant has all the goodness of fresh milk, it costs less than half as much. Next time you're at the grocer's, pick up a package of the milk that gives you extra nutrition and extra savings. Pet Instant, non-fat, dry milk.
Thank you, T. Tommy. Now, you really did tell me something. Now, we have Billy Bird with his guitar, and all the boys are going to join in for some fast picking and call anytime. But, you know, speaking of music, I'm kind of partial to those good old-fashioned spirituals. And to sing them, we've got just the boys can do it. The Jordanaires and a real old-timer. I Thank You, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Lord, well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Lord, well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
You've been my father.
Oh, yes.
You've been my mother.
Oh, yes.
You've been my sister, my brother too.
Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
You've been my preacher.
Oh, yes.
You've been my deacon.
Oh, yes.
You've been my teacher, a friend in need.
Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
I thank you, Jesus.
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 I thank you, Lord. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
I thank you, Jesus.
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 I thank you, Lord. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
The Jordanaires, made up of Gordon Stoker, Hoyt Hawkins, Ray Walker, and Neil Matthews. Thank you very much, boys. That was a fine job.
Certainly was, Ira. Now, just a minute, may I have for pet milk? Steamy hot, creamy good. That's coffee at its best. Coffee that's been creamed with double rich pet milk. When you pour the smooth richness of pet into your cup of coffee, it turns golden with goodness, because Pet is the milk with twice the country cream in every drop. And, of course, Pet adds extra nutrition to coffee, too, to make each of your coffee breaks an energy break. So whenever you take time out during the day for a relaxing cup of coffee, or when you pour that eye-opener cup of coffee in the morning, be sure to add an extra measure of flavor by pouring in double-rich Pet milk. The milk with twice the country cream in every drop. And remember, Pet is perfect to pour over cereal or fruit, too. So stock your pantry with plenty of Pet, so you'll have it handy when you need it for coffee, for cereal, for fruit, for any time you need a double rich milk. Reach for Pet, the milk with twice the country cream in every drop.
Truer words were never spoken, T. Tommy. But now it's time for our guest once again. Here's George Hamilton IV with his very latest RCA Victor record. And he has a long play album by this title, To You and Yours.
Wedding bells are ringing on two sides of town tonight. One wedding is at 7, one's at 9. A pair of old sweethearts will hold their new sweethearts so tight. Best of luck to you and yours from me and mine. To you and yours may happiness flow free. May you find in him the faith you lost in me. And although I don't love her yet, perhaps I will in time. Best of luck to you and yours, from me and mine. To you and yours may happiness flow free. May you find in him the faith you lost in me. And although I don't love her yet, perhaps I will in time. Best of luck to you and yours, from me and mine.
George Hamilton IV, to you and yours. Thank you very much, George, and thanks for being with us on this session. And now, T. Tommy, have you got a few words for us?
I have for a fact, Ira. Right from the heart of the fruit country. That's where the apples come from for those wonderful Pet Ritz frozen apple pies. Can't you just picture those big, juicy red apples hanging from the trees, just waiting to be picked and put into those good, home-like Pet Ritz apple pies? And the Pet Ritz folks put plenty of them in their pies, too. And underneath those sweet, juicy apples, there's the tender, flaky crust that Pet Ritz is famous for. Better try one soon. Pet Ritz frozen apple pie, right from the heart of the fruit country.
Boy, I'd like to have a piece of apple pie right now. But the next best thing is to listen to Marvin Hughes at the piano. All the boys join in to help him do a number that came out way back in the early 1920s. Margie!
You're a great entertainer. Now, Ira, Charlie, time for one last number. So let's hear that brand new one you recorded for Capitol that's just selling like wildfire all over the country. The second time around.
I came back to you believing this time we'd work things out. Even though we tried it once before and failed, I put both my arms around you and I vowed my love again and completely cast myself beneath your spell. But the second time around it turned out just like the first, except the second time around I think the heartache was worse. For twice I put my faith in you and twice you let me down, but it hurt me more the second time around. To a fool, cause nobody but a soul. And if you came back tomorrow and you wanted me again, I don't believe I'd have the strength to tell you no. But the second time around it turned out just like the first, except the second time around I think the heartache was worse. For twice I put my faith in you and twice you let me down, but it hurt me more the second time around.
Pet Mills Grand Ole Opry and some neighbors be on hand next week when Cowboy Copas and the smiling young feller from Jimmy Newman from down in Louisiana will head the show. Till then, this is Ira Lubin speaking for all of us, saying thanks, and please don't forget those good pet products the next time you go to the store. So long,
everybody. And this is Steve Tommy reminding you this session of the Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by the Pet Milk Company, makers of Pet Evaporated Milk, Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Fine.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.